We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Sota Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Hayumalin Osa Leveis Din Hagadol Shel Yerushalayim. We're speaking about the Sota. She's now being taken from the Beis Din of her local community to the Beis Din Hagadol Yerushalayim, the Beis Din of 71. Why is it that the whole Sota ordeal must be done in the Beis Din Hagadol and the Beis Hamikdash and the Lishkas Hagazis? Because the pasuk says Veheemid Es Hoisha Lef. This whole law is followed, and we learn a gzera shava from the Zakein Marim, from the rebellious elder who argues on the Sanhedrin. So that's something that also applies to the Sanhedrin. It says v'asisa in Devarim Yud Zayin v'asisa al pi hadavar asher yegidu l'chamin amakom ashivchar Hashem al pi hatorah asher yorucha. So just like when it comes to Zakein Mamre, it says hatorah, and it's referring to that which is instructed by the Beis Din HaGadol. So too, when it comes to the Sota, the Torah we speak of, where it says V'asol HaKohen Es Kol HaTorah Hazos, is a reference to the Beis Din HaGadol. Okay, Uma'aymin Aleha, and in Beis Din, they instill fear in her so that hopefully she will admit, and to her infidelity, that she had relations with this man, and this way she won't have to drink from the water. Kederech Shema Aymen al Eidei Nefashos. The same way, we instill fear in Eidei Nefashos when it comes to capital crimes, the Eidim who come, so we want to make sure that they're not going to testify falsely, and God forbid, kill someone based on who's really doesn't deserve to be killed, who's completely innocent. So we are Ma'ayim on the Sota as well. Better that she becomes, that if she became Tamea, better that she admit to it and doesn't enter into this, doesn't jeopardize herself in the drinking of the water. For Omer Mlam, we say to her, BT, don't be afraid, don't be embarrassed to admit to your wrongdoing. Harbe Yayin Osa, we know that very often drinking wine, you become intoxicated and you end up sinning, so maybe that's what happened. Harbe Schok Osa, sometimes frivolous behavior it causes people to transgress. Harbe Yaldus Osa, sometimes you have when it comes to youth, just people being immature, they make mistakes, we understand. Harbe Shcheinim Haraim Osim, sometimes you just have bad neighbors, bad friends. So that also happens. Asilu Shmo HaGadol Shenechtav B'Kedusha. So do it for Hashem's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is written in Kedusha, Shelo Yimacha Alamayim, so that we want you to be Moda, admit to your wrongdoing, so we don't have to prepare the Mayim HaMa'orim in this way, because we write the Psukim are there. It says, V'kasavis ha'alos ha'elev ha'kohen ba'sefer, u'macha el me'hamarim, so it's going to erase Hashem's name, which are found in those Psukim. They're going to be written on a cloth, so we'd rather you admit than have to erase Hashem's name. V'omim l'faneha de we say to her things that are not that really should not be heard. The Gemara says, what does that mean? So we tell that we tell her things about what's written in the Chumash. That you have people in the Torah, people who are modeh and were not embarrassed. Let's say the Mas of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda says tzadka mimeni, hui v'chol mishpachas beis aviyah. Meaning these are things that she, our Eina Kedai L'Shaman, she really shouldn't have to hear, and Mishpachas Beis Avia, not he and not she and not our family, who obviously came along with her, they shouldn't have to hear these things. That, look, there are people who admitted to their wrongdoing and you're not doing so. So that's what it means, Eina Kedai L'Shaman. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Im Amra Tameani Shoveris Ksuba Saviotes. Let's say she's Moda. You know what? I was Mitame. I was disloyal and therefore I was Mitame Mesa. I contaminated myself. Shoveris Ksuba, so literally she breaks her Ksuba. Shover is a receipt. What it means is she loses her Ksuba and writes a receipt to her husband as if she received the Ksuba and gives it to him so that she'll never claim the Ksuba again. Viotes, so then she leaves with a get. Why is she not usher to why does she is she's not chayiv misa, she's not chayiv yes misa, because there was no warning, no eidim b'shas maisa at the time that this happened, so therefore she can't be chayiv yes misa. Nonetheless, she cannot live with her husband. She receives a get but loses her ksuva. The Gemara says Mishnah speaking about a case where we don't write a ksuva. That's where she writes a shova or receipt to her husband, so we'll have a raya, you'll have proof that the ksuva money that it's as if the ksuva money was paid, meaning that she won't claim a ksuva, that she no longer has a claim to a ksuva. But let's say it's a place where you write a ksuva, so it's simple. You don't need her. She doesn't need to write a receipt and give it to the husband. She just rips up the ksuva, and that way the ksuva will she will never be able to claim the ksuva from her husband. Vim amar toharani. Let's say though, even after we're ma'ayim, after we instill fear, she says she's upholds her claim. I'm tohara. Nothing happened. Malinosa, then we bring her up, Lishar HaMizrach Shal Pesach Shar Nicanor, to the eastern gate, which is by the opening of Shar Nicanor. Gemara says they would bring her down first from Harabais and then bring her back up. This was in order to make her exhausted, very tired. Maybe at some point she would admit and say, I'm exhausted. Okay, fine, I admit I did something wrong. Stop this already. To the point where, so they bring her up and down until they finally brought, if she did not admit, to the Shar HaMizrach Eastern Gate, Al Pesach Shar Nikador. The Beis HaMikdash had two eastern gates. One was the Shar HaMizrach Hachitzon, the outer eastern gate, which was at the opening of the Harabais, that was called the Shar HaTachton, and then the Shar HaMizrach HaPnimi, which is upper, obviously it's not Tachton, yes, you walk coming up Harabais, so obviously you're ascending, so that, and that was the inner Shar HaMizrach, the inner eastern gate, which was the opening between the Ezras Nashim and Ezras Israel, that was called Shar HaElyon, or Shar HaNikonor, so the Shar HaTachton, and then the upper was Shar HaElyon, or Shar HaNikonor. And these were the as the Gemara says in Maseches, the Mishnayos speak about Maseches Yuma in Perek Gimel about Nicanor, a miracle happened, and therefore we kept these doors. They were brought from Alexandria in Mitzrayim, and they brought from there, and there a miracle happened that the doors there was a storm, and the doors were saved, and they came along, and therefore even though they were copper, and then much of the Beis Hamikdash was gold, they kept these doors copper the way they were because of the miracle. That was the Shar Nicanor. According to Rashi, what they would do is they would bring the Sota down from the Lishkas HaGazis, where the Sanhedrin sat, to the Shar HaTachton, and then from there they brought her up to the Shar HaNikonor, Shar HaElyon. And the Mishnah says, what would happen at the Shar HaNikonor? Shisham Mashkemes HaSotos. That's where they would give the Mehama Arim to the Sotos, at the Shar HaNikonor. As the Pasuk says, the Hemid HaKoenis HaYishol Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, that's the opening where all the people would enter the Azara. This opening of Shar Nicanor did not have the Kedusha of the Azara itself, so that those people who are what we call Mechusrei Kapara, people who needed atonement, they were lacking atonement and needed to go through this atoning process and could not walk into the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, they had to bring their karbanos and purify themselves in the Beis HaMikdash so that they would come to that area, the Zavim and the Zavos, and the Mishnah says, Umitarin es hayoldos, Umitarin es hamitzoroi, meaning that's where the Zavim and the Zavos, Yoldos and Mitzoroim, people with Tzaras, women who gave birth, would be Mitarin themselves, when the Kohen would bring their karbanos and would purify them. So that's where they would stand. Pasuk says, Ve'emir ha-Kohen ha-Mitaher, Es ha-Ish ha-Mitaher, Ve'osam l'fnei Hashem, Pesach olam ha-Wein. So, and there, we'll take for example the person with Mitzora. So a person with Tzaras. A person with Tzaras had a Chatas, and an Ola, and an Hashem, and a Mincha offering that they had to bring, and a log of Shemen along with that. And besides having these sacrifices offered, this person needed the Kohen to smear some of the blood of the Asham and oil as well on his right earlobe, his thumb, and his big toe. And this procedure was done while he was still Tame, so he couldn't enter the Beis HaMikdash to have it done. So where did he stand? He stood at the doorway of this Shar Nicanor. He would extend his head first and for the ear, and then his right hand and his right foot into the Azara, but his body would remain outside Shar Nicanor, and this is not considered as someone Tame entering the Azara. So he could have purification in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet not Mimitame himself. Then the Mishnah says, the Kohen Oches Bibigadeha, the Kohen would take hold of her clothing in the neck area, Im nikru nikru, im nifrumu nifrumu. If they were ripped, they were ripped. If they were tattered, they were tattered. Nifrumu may mean different things. Some say prima is where the garment tears in a lot of places. Maybe it means that kriya is a vertical tear, prima is a horizontal tear. But either way, it doesn't matter. A kohen would take hold of the clothing, and if they ripped, they ripped. Ad shumegala esliba, until he would expose literally her heart. Viso serasara, and he would undo her hair. There were braids in her hair, so he would loosen them. He would undo the braids, and this was all so that she would not look attractive. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haya liba na'eh lo haya megala. He would say no. If in fact she was attractive, so then lo megale, he would not expose her heart, literally. And if her hair was attractive, lo yasaso, he would not loosen it. That's the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He's afraid that what would happen, maybe she would walk out and as completely innocent, and then the Kohanim, or the younger Kohanim, would now look at her in a negative way, and it would be very embarrassing for her. Of course, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold, no, it's a mitzvah to be mevayesh her. After all, she was warned not to, even if she's tahora, she was warned not to seclude herself with this man, and she did so anyway, and there was steer and edim tell us this. So therefore, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel Perichov Gimel Vini Vasru Kol Hadashim, we should give them musur, so women should not bring themselves to this, to be suspected like this, and they should be modest. And the Meiri writes, Halach Avalos L'Chachamim, why in a quote, She'ein HaChishek Matsui B'davar She'ikaro Asur L'Nivul. If the whole purpose is real to make her unattractive, we don't assume that there's going to be any desire anyway, so there's nothing to worry about.